You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just welcome to hour number three on a Friday afternoon. So, yeah, you made it to the weekend, and it's almost go-home time, so y'all stay tuned. I got several text messages, so I will get caught up on this real quick. Coming out of my home fries section there, Brandon from Athens says, roll tide, roll, have a good weekend. That's got nothing to do with home fries. That's just pure, that's partisanship.
Well, I mean, he's just giving you like a, hey, how are you? Roll tide, roll, man. You know, because we don't even play this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Y'all had the big Tennessee game, and then you took the next weekend off to recover.
Yep, and then LSU.
That's from so many people smoking cigars they don't usually smoke, and they felt bad.
Everybody
needed a week off. Terry from Town Creek says, with regards to the marijuana thing that I had, he says, the COVID vaccine was also FDA approved, so not much confidence there. Well, he's got a point. There's a lot of stuff coming out about the Pfizer vaccine, too. Like, Canada is an entire health industry in Canada is, like, on its ear right now because of the Pfizer vaccines. They're proving that there was the bottom line is I think we've all been just treated like guinea pigs. Raven from Russellville, on top of the state jackassery, I can tell you that weed is a gateway drug. Drugs lead one of two places, either a jail cell for a long term or the cemetery. Ask me how I know. I lost friends to that garbage. Yep. Raven, I agree with you, brother. G.I. Joe from Birmingham, Phil, don't you know it went to Area 51 talking about the rocket? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Area 51's got cooler stuff.
Way cooler stuff.
Area 51's got the real cool stuff.
It went to Area 52.
Okay. JT from Lacey Springs sent me a meme, and it says, and I don't know what it says. Oh, thank you. How do you know my dog's name? But thank you very much. I guess I've talked about him before, but yes. Thank you, brother. That's touching. Where are we at? David from Huntsville says, the rocket in pieces is analogous to Democrat power in America. Wow. Jay from Hartsville says, Biden's response to our soldiers being targeted in the Middle East was so weak. Reminds me of the Clinton response to our embassies being attacked in 98. They hit you with a hammer. You're supposed to come back with a sledgehammer. I agree. There's no such thing, in my opinion, as reciprocating with force and kind. You just go ahead and respond with overwhelming force, in my opinion. Proportionate, what does that even mean? Proportionate means we win. That's what I say. But yes, and part of my, in a minute I'll get into, is that we have been seeing our troops under fire in the Middle East, and it took a while, but some F-16s finally flew downrange. Jeff from Indiana, Phil, as far as the replacement, why hasn't anyone contacted any of the billionaires that own private space companies? I'm sure they have something that would go there. They would pay to put it there just for the publicity. Yeah, I don't want to brand it, though, with like a company's logo. Like Elon Musk wants to give us one of his SpaceLink satellite launchers. I think that'd be cool, but I don't know that we want to have a giant Elon Musk ad. but maybe he's got a point. And then John from Huntsville, Phil, I think anybody who's taking a walk in Biden's shoes has already been drinking out of the bottle for a while. John from Huntsville. I'm pretty sure Biden's been in the bottle. So let's do this. A walk in Biden's world. Do you remember mean tweets? Do you remember? Do you wish you had mean tweets back? Let me ask you this. Would you accept mean tweets if it could also mean you could go back to the days of cheap gas, low prices, and tax cuts and world peace? Would you? I think most of us would. I think there's a lot of Democrats that would. They just don't want to say it. But that's Trump. We can't have the mean orange man. What will we do? Listen, the bottom line is, on Biden's watch, the world's gone to hell in a handbasket. It just has. Look around. Our economy, our southern border, our energy dependence, our inflation is where it is. And then you look across the world and you go, okay, China is bowing up. North Korea is getting worse. You have Iran posturing hard in order to support Hezbollah and Hamas and the war against Israel. Israel is at war right now. I don't mean like they're fighting. I mean they're at war right now. The debacle in Afghanistan. Need I go on? What happened to the Abraham Accords? When Trump was in office sending out mean tweets, we had the genesis of the Abraham Accords. We had the greatest efforts and results towards peace in the Middle East that we had seen in generations. And now we got the Biden administration. Here's an example of some of the things that are happening, just so you know. This is what I want to do. I want to walk through some of the things that are happening out there and talk about them. They're not just out there. Sometimes they're here. But the reality is one of them is, so the European Union is all tore up. European Union is all tore up about Israel and Hamas and Gaza. Newsmax has a piece here dated yesterday. It says the EU, the European Union, EU leaders on Thursday called for humanitarian corridors and pauses. All right, humanitarian corridors, I get. Here's your safe route. Get out. We're using this highway. We're going to bomb it last. Everybody get out. But pauses, you can't tell them when to pause. I mean, we found out today, there's a big report that is being touted right now that Israeli intelligence has verifiable proof that one of the largest command bunkers is beneath a hospital in Gaza. Can you imagine? You know why they put it there? Because they're using people as human shields. The European Union, it says, has struggled for both unity and influence in the face of the crisis engulfing the Middle East since Hamas launched its bloody attacks on Israel. The surge in bloodshed has stretched Europe's attention at a time of rising doubts about the West's ability to keep supporting Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Well, I think that's legitimate. So what's happening there is the European Union is worried that they're going to have to pick up the slack because the United States can't keep funding the war in Ukraine. We can't. We don't want Russia to win. I don't know any true conservatives that want Russia to win. But we can't keep writing blank checks that have no plan attached to them. We can't keep just dumping our own arms without having a plan. At the same time, hey, Poland, hey, Germany, hey, Sweden, hey, you know, all you European Union members, this is your backyard. We might be the United States of America, but by God, you can do more than you're doing. Well, the European Union, though, is really stressed over the rising doubts they have about what's going on with the Biden administration. They say there's been strong condemnation of the Hamas attacks, but there was less consensus on whether to urge any halts to Israel's retaliatory bombardment. So in the end, I'll just tell you, in Biden's world, because of his lack of leadership, it throws other nations into moments of chaos because they don't know what to expect out of us. I mean, you hear it in this article, rising doubts. Well, it's rising doubts about something that they may have to take care of, but there's no certainty attached to it. So they're not sure what to do yet. Why? Lack of leadership. Lack of leadership. How about this one? Story from Fox News. U.S. military carries out airstrikes on facilities in Syria operated by Iranian-backed forces. What? Yes. First of all, we do have troops in Syria. We've had them there for a few years, fighting ISIS and keeping a toehold on the idea that Turkey, one of our allies, supposedly, and the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria might try to do away with our Kurdish allies. And so we do have U.S. troops over there. It's not a huge contingent, but we have U.S. troops over there. We have small FOBs over there with special operations forces and contractors and some other additional logistical support, lots of intelligence gathering. Well, did you know that just since October 17th, in the last 10 days, there have been 19 attacks against American personnel in Iraq and Syria, three of them on Thursday. A U.S. contractor died most recently trying to shelter in place from attacks. 21 American troops were injured, all of whom returned to duty, but still, that's 21 line-of-duty injuries related to attacks by what are believed to be Iranian-backed forces in Syria and northern Iraq. So, last night, a pair of F-16s targeted two facilities, a weapons depot and an ammo storage area. I'm telling you, it's ramping up, y'all. I just look at it and go, okay, it's ramping up. We got two carrier strike groups in the Middle East right now. We got a contingent of Marines aboard those ships. We've got forces in Syria. We're supplying arms to Israel. We're in a war of words with Iran. In the meantime, we got Biden as president. A walk in Biden's world. Well, F-16s taking out targets. That hasn't happened in a while in Syria and northern Iraq. How about this as a walk in Biden's world? Is he really going to run for president? I'm just wondering, is it possible that everybody's questions are really the realities? That he just like, how's he going to run again? How's he going to do this? He can barely find his way off a stage right now. He stumbles through every speech. He provides no confidence. He flies to the far ends of the earth, and he mumbles his way through a speech on a card as he sits down because he can't stand up, and then he can't find his way out. It's awful. Projects no strength. Well, is he going to run? Well, there's something happened this week that I got to tell you about when we get back from this break. Gavin Newsom. Oh, yeah. The guy that looks like a Batman villain. Gavin Newsom. He just did something this week that caught some people off guard and makes you wonder, did the White House know he was going to do that? We'll tell you about it when we get back. A walk in Biden's world. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. I got to tell you, I got to take a moment of personal privilege here. So I have wondered often, you know, when you see public officials do a press conference and they have a sign language person there next to them, which is, you know, cool, all right. Are there that many people that are doing sign that are watching at that particular moment that you have to have the person doing sign language or it's not right? Is there a law about this? I don't know. But I'm watching right now. They're doing an update on the main mass shootings, you know, and so the commissioner of Department of Public Safety. But the woman is standing almost in front of him, and this is the most animated. I mean, she's a clown show. She is going at it right now, making faces, moving her body around. And I'm thinking, I think at some point, it's almost like she's screaming at you in sign language. And I can't even watch the guy given the briefing because she's so distracting. It's ludicrous to watch. If your TV's on, look at it on CNN or Fox. It's just like she's out of control. Anyway, there, I had to say it. I couldn't let it go by. A moment of personal privilege, if you will. But I do own the microphone, so hey, there's that. I had a text in here. Oh, yeah. So Graham from Meridianville, I appreciate it. He just let me know, talking about the attacks on U.S. forces. He said the 20th attack happened today, a drone attack. I did not know that. Thanks for filling me in, bro. I just turned over to one of the news channels trying to find that, but I appreciate you telling me. Julian Ruff, Marshall County. That's Julian Ruff, Marshall County. She wants to know, is that a Sasquatch on your shirt? If so, please name him Guido. No, this is... that is not a Sasquatch. Thank you for watching the live stream, Julie. I appreciate it. But no, that is not a Sasquatch on my shirt. That's a Wounded Warrior shirt. And that's a guy carrying a Wounded Warrior on his shoulders. Sasquatch on my... I think I could use a Sasquatch shirt, though. I think that'd be cool. I wonder if Sasquatch would be a Right Side Ruffian. I think so. Boomer, can we make a Right Side Ruffian shirt with a Sasquatch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sasquatch says solid conservative and just plain right. All right, so we're in a walk in Biden's world. Here's the thing. Questions are constant right now as to whether Joe Biden is going to run for office. Can he? Everybody's like waiting for the moment when he either keels over or announces that he just can't do it. Or someone says, here's why you shouldn't, and he agrees. I just find it wrong to think that someone who comes across as that frail, who puts a lid on his everyday, who goes on vacations virtually every weekend, that, you know, constantly stumbles through speeches, that he's going to run again. I mean, at his age. And there are people, like, I know, I had a gentleman who was very important in my life, who's passed away now. He passed away at the age of 99. But he was a former congressman. He was sharp as a tack, y'all. And it was only when he was 97 that he began to sort of seem like he was losing his oomph. I mean, that man was vibrant to the very end. But Joe Biden, not so much. So the question now becomes is, what is Gavin Newsom doing? Because I don't know if you saw this or not. Gavin Newsom made a trip to China. Kid you not. Story here on Fox Business. Stuart Varney's talking about this. He says, Gavin Newsom's China trip sends a message to Biden. Step aside. Really? Says, yes, Joe Biden is currently the official candidate, but Newsom is busy making himself the leading alternative. I wonder what Biden thinks about that. The governor has been in China, and he's not just meeting low-level greeters. Nope. He went up to the top, walked down the red carpet, and was received by a smiling Xi Jinping. The premier of China, who, by the way, this is the kind of meeting that the State Department would like to know in advance is about to happen. So the uber-liberal climate guy, it says, cozies up to the communist dictator whose country spews out more carbon than anybody else. It's all cool. Yeah. But you also look at it and go, wait a minute. He just went to China. Right before that, he went to Israel. And you have to ask, did Biden or Kamala Harris approve this? Did the State Department know it's happening? Why is Governor Gavin Newsom making trips to Israel and to China and meeting with the leading, you know, leaders within those nations? He's the governor of California. All right, next piece. A walk in Biden's world. Pentagon sending 900 U.S. troops to the Middle East. For what? Well, I think this is mostly air defense, logistical support, and probably what they call RSOI, which is receiving, I think it's reception staging and onward integration, which is basically putting people in place in case we have to surge troops. So we are seeing U.S. troops being sent to the Middle East right now, and part of that is to bolster our own air defense capabilities in and around our own installations. So there's that. Iran, here's the next one, story on the Hill. Iran sent their foreign minister to the United States in the last couple of days, at a time when we are on tenuous ground with them. They were allowed in, walked into the UN, and made a statement that they would face the United States with uncontrollable consequences if we continued our support for Israel. Come into our house. I mean, at some point, the UN is going to have to go be based somewhere else. I mean, I just watch. But, yeah, I look at it and go, okay, what are you doing here? And he says, I say frankly to the American statesmen who are now managing the genocide in Palestine, we do not welcome the expansion of war. But if the genocide in Gaza continues, they will not be spared. And he goes on to say that it would be uncontrollable consequences for the United States. Iran says that. On our soil. A walk in Biden's world. We'll finish this up in a minute. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So we're gonna end this day on a better note here in a moment. I got a mini dipper that I think you're gonna like. And but but I But I'm gonna wrap this up. I walk in Biden's world. So y'all listen. I mentioned a minute ago that Iran's foreign minister was allowed to come on U.S. soil, go to the U.N., and preach against the United States while on U.S. soil. And that's just galling to me. You're killing U.S. forces on the far side of the world. You come here and tell us what to do. And oh, by the way, it's all the entire time you're probably shopping at Walmart taking souvenirs back home with you. Well, I found myself thinking, what is this? Anyway, Daily Caller, Dateline yesterday. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said that President Joe Biden's administration is the one that approved the visa for the Iranian foreign minister to come to the United Nations. I just look at that and go, if you're the one approving the visa, I get it. You don't have to like everything they say. We don't all have to be in total alignment with them when they come and say and do things. But when we're fighting a proxy war with them, and when they want to come here and preach against us, you know what? You could send a message by saying, yeah, we just don't think you're coming this week. How about this? I'm going to end with this one. The southern border. A walk in Biden's world. Story here on the National Pulse will actually put things in a perspective that maybe you don't want to hear, but here it is. Illegal migrants, since Biden took office, if they were put in one place, would form the 13th largest state in America. Can you gather what I just said? The total number of illegal immigrants now let into the country since Joe Biden took office is larger than the populations of 38 U.S. states. That, to me, is outrageous. But I look at it and think, it's also progressing in Iran. It's not like that's been spread out evenly over the last 3 years. 2023 just became the worst year on record at the southern border ever. 3.2 million encounters, and that does not include the gotaways. 3.2 million, and oh, by the way, it's only counting through the end of September. It's to the point, though, that I'll say this. It is to the point that the Texas legislature is having to do something that I've never seen. I mean, I was in the legislature. I've seen states buck the federal trends, right? I've seen states reject federal funding for things. I've seen states say, no, we don't want that. We're going to pass a law. We don't care what the Biden's administration says about abortion or whatever else. I get it. There's times when the states push back. But then, oh, by the way, there's also the fact that sometimes a state just has to actually take action to do what the federal government won't do, even though its laws say they will. The Texas legislature, according to Breitbart, dated yesterday, just passed two bills criminalizing illegal immigrant entry to their state. Why would they have to do that? It's already the law, because the federal laws are not being upheld. So the Texas legislature, it says, passed two separate bills criminalizing the illegal entry of migrants to the state, and the bill passed also criminalizes the unlawful presence of a foreign national in Texas. What it does is it allows them to attempt to deport. Here's what's going to happen. The federal government's going to say, you don't have the right to do that. They're going to say, you won't do it, so we will. And the Texas House of Representatives is saying, look, us and the Texas Senate and Governor Greg Abbott, we're going to make the attempted entry to the state from a foreign country at a place other than a legal port of entry, a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by 6 months in jail. And oh, by the way, I believe they're looking at trying to get deportation taken care of at the state level. That's where we are. It is so bad that Texas is having to expend its resources to do what the federal government refuses to do, even though the federal government already has laws on record saying that they will. And this year, it's so big. It's the biggest year on record in all God's creation for mass migration across our southern border. And then on top of that, if you took all the illegals who have just come in since Biden took office, you'd be looking at enough people to make the 13th largest state in America. That's gross if you get down to it. It really is. All right, I want to take a break a little bit early, Boomer, because I got the mini dipper, and so I'll give you the second there to get your buttons in line, but give me the thumbs up when you're ready. But here's what I want to do. I don't want to end on that note. I want to go ahead and go to a break right now and come back from it. We're going to do what I call a mini dipper, y'all. A mini dipper. Yes, a mini dipper. I'm calling it a biblical worldview. What's that about? Well, listen, I'm going to end it on a brighter note. We have a new speaker of the house, and he flat out said that's what his worldview is. It's biblical. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.